Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, August 1st. We're glad to be able to be in the month of August now, 2017. Hope you're enjoying a good day in the Lord and the blessings of the Lord. Been a cooler week. The last few days been cooler than they were a few days back. I know the month of August is generally a very hot time, but I want to thank the Lord for the cooler day, although today's been somewhat muggy, very sticky if you've been outside very much. But we're glad to be able to come to your place of listening and broadcast these messages to you. Let me remind you that we're not only on WSOF and WAJJ each weekday at this same time, but also on our website at WSOF.org. We have these messages in podcast form in which you can download them and listen to them at your convenience. Also, we have a link there to our website at the Island Ford Baptist Church, and there we have other sermons that you can download, and hopefully they would be a blessing to you as well. Not that we think we're the only ones with the truth, but we are trying our best to propagate the truth and preach the truth and present the truth, and we want to use every opportunity that we can to get the word out. And so if you have that access, we'd love to make that available to you and be a blessing to you as well. Let me say I thank God for His goodness and His blessings on us. Been a good week thus far here in Kentucky. Been a busy week as we were gone last week. I was in a meeting in Virginia and then spent a few days in North Carolina with my in-laws. And as most of you know, my wife had stayed the last 2 weeks with my mother-in-law. She'd had surgery on her lungs for lung cancer. And she's doing well. We're grateful for that. And I was able to bring Melissa back home with us. But it's been a busy time getting things prepared just for being back. And then preparing, we've got a meeting coming up in August. And I've got several things going on. I've got a missions conference that I'm going to be preaching out in Kansas the middle of this month. And then coming in towards the end of the month, we'll have our special meeting. That is here at the Island Ford Baptist Church Missions Conference, August the 23rd. Through the 27th. That'll be here before you know it, really. Just about 1, 2, 3 weeks from tomorrow. Amen. And so we'd like to make you welcome. Brother Sennett Blue will be preaching for us. Several other preachers coming in as well. We'll be having a camp meeting style missions conference. A missionary's coming, an evangelist coming, and pastor's coming. And we're looking forward to it, trying to get things ready for those things and hope that you will be a part of those services if you can. Also, getting ready for the Lord's Day coming up here. And, of course, Wednesday night prayer meeting coming up tomorrow. We want to make you welcome to come and be with us and give you the invitation to do that if you can. Well, we need to go to the Lord in prayer. And I do want you to continue to pray for Brother and Sister Hall. Mrs. Hall was able to be with us in both services this past Lord's Day. We're glad for that. First time in a good long while. And want to remember her in prayer. And then my mother-in-law, if you will, continue to pray for her as she recovers from the lung cancer surgery. And then my father-in-law has been having some heart problems, and they're wanting to do a surgery on him, change out a valve. And so I want you to pray for him concerning that. And then my mother is planning on probably having another stent put in her kidneys that week when I'm out there preaching for my dad. And so be in prayer for her concerning that, and that the Lord would help them and bless them. They're in North Carolina this week. And my dad's preaching a missions conference there, and they're going to be there, just got there today, flew in, and I got the message that they landed safely, so we're glad for that. Also want you to pray for Miss Sue Ann Simpson. She's been sick and under the weather, not been able to be with us here in church. She came, I think, a Sunday or two that she was able to come, maybe just for the preaching hour, and other than that, she's not been able to be with us much, and she's got a doctor's appointment on Thursday, and I want to pray that God would just bless and help and meet the needs there. And then unspoken requests that we know about, asking God to help there as well. If you will, pray with us. Father, I love you and thank you for loving me. Thank you for the privilege to pray. Thank you, dear God, for the power of prayer. When we think about, as we were talking with Brother Steve earlier about Elijah prayed, and he's a man of like passion such as we are, but he prayed fervently that it rain not. For the space of 3 years, it didn't rain. Lord, I want to thank you for the power of prayer. Father, I pray you would continue to strengthen and help Mrs. Hall and Brother Hall. Touch my mother-in-law and help her. Help Miss Simpson, Lord, through this sickness. Dear God, I pray bless and use the broadcast now. Anoint it. Dear God, I pray let the Word of God have free course. The Spirit of God move in power and in unction. And you have your way. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. and amen. Well, I sure do appreciate you praying with us. We're going to get ready now to look into the Scripture. Hebrews chapter number 11, primarily verse number 27 we're going to deal with today. We began a message on this particular verse and on this point talking about the courage of faith as Moses showed forth the courage of faith. We started that on yesterday's broadcast. We'll continue it along in the broadcast this week and hope that it will be a blessing. Now, before we go to the Scripture, we've got a couple of songs. I've got two songs that go together. Both of these are from the new CD that our children put out just recently. And a song starting off with one that says, "Hallelujah, I'm ready to go." The second one says, "I'm getting ready to leave this world." Friend, I don't believe we've got too much longer down here. I don't believe it can be long until the trumpet sounds and the saints are called home to be with the Lord. I hope you're ready. If you're not ready, I hope you'll get ready very soon because Jesus is coming. And I hope these songs will be a blessing to you now as we get ready to move along in the broadcast. Our Bible reading for this week is found in Hebrews chapter number 11, verses number 24 through 27. And paying special attention to verse number 27 for this week's message. The Bible says, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." Well, this week we're going to focus specifically on verse number 27 and dealing with those words about fearing and not fearing. I want to preach on the courage of faith. Now, last week we dealt with verses 24 through 27 and really, through 26, talked about the choices that Moses made because of his faith. This week, I'd like to look at the courage of Moses. There are four major features of Moses' life that are given in this 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews that are meant to encourage our faith. They can be summed up in four words: child, choices, courage, and compliance. We've already studied the first two, the child of faith. That's his mother and father dealing with him when he was a child, verse number 23. And then the choices of faith, and those verses 24 through 26. Now we're going to look at our hero's courage. This is the third point of the faith of Moses. Now, when we think of courage here, we're looking at more than just bravery. We're looking at the whole meaning of courage that really does not mean simply not being afraid, but it means persevering in spite of fear as well as difficulty and even danger. Moses faced a tremendous task in leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. A lesser man would have quit before even the first plague came along. But by faith, Moses overcame the fear of the king. Moses overcame all the obstacles that confronted him in this task, and he overcame it by faith, and he became a hero of faith. He obtained a good report by faith. Now, in order to examine this faith that produced such great courage in spite of the dangers and the difficulties that Moses was going to face, I want to point out five points, if I can, this week, and deal with these five that I believe might encourage us. We looked already at the first one, in which we considered the perseverance of faith, the fact that Moses' faith had lasted a length of time. I mentioned that Moses' faith had survived the decision that he had made when he had chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. When he made that decision, his faith survived it. Then he was sent to the desert, and as you know, that for 40 years he was on the backside of the desert, and his faith survived that. His faith survived the disappointment, moving from the forefront of the palace to the backside of the desert was no doubt a disappointment. The fact that Moses seemingly had presented himself as a deliverer to Israel, and yet had been rejected, again, would have been somewhat of a disappointment. And then his faith survived that. And then I want you to notice that, as I said, 40 years on the backside of that desert, from the time of his 40 years of age till now, he's 80 years of age, and his faith has survived all these decades. And friend, I ended up by saying this about that particular point, that although we grow older, our faith should not grow weaker. Our faith should grow stronger. Our faith should, as it survives the decades, our faith should thrive and be stronger than it ever has been. Amen. Today I'm going to begin this second point. Not only the perseverance of the faith of Moses, but don't you notice the parting that came by faith. Here again, we're in Hebrews 11, verse number 27. These first five words, don't you notice? By faith, he's talking about Moses, forsook Egypt. He turned his back on Egypt. Now, there have been two schools of thought here regarding this particular parting that was from Egypt. Does this refer to the time that Moses left Egypt and fled into the desert at the age of 40? Or does this refer to the time that he led the children of Israel out of Egypt? Well, I don't believe the answer is hard to find. I believe that the key is found here in the sentence as it continues on. He said he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. The first time Moses left Egypt, he did so because he did fear the wrath of the king. Amen. Now, when Pharaoh heard this, the Bible says in Exodus chapter number 2 and verse number 15, it says that when Pharaoh heard this thing, the fact that Moses had killed an Egyptian taskmaster that was mistreating an Israelite slave, when Pharaoh heard this, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. Again, that's Exodus 2:15. We know that Moses fled. He forsook Egypt. In this case, he fled Egypt because he was fearing the wrath of the king. Amen. However, the case in which our text is representing was a time when Moses forsook Egypt and did not fear the wrath of the king. What's it talking about? It's talking about the fact when Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, his faith had now been made so strong that by faith he could forsake Egypt. He could turn his back on it forever and forever. He could turn his back on Egypt because he was looking for a city. He was looking towards a better land. Amen. This forsaking of Egypt did not involve fear. Although to the natural eye of the flesh, there was plenty to be feared, as we'll note later on as we come upon the fact that the armies of Egypt went pursuing after these children of Israel, and they were encompassed into there at the Red Sea. Well, we'll look at that a little bit later, but here we want to examine what this parting meant. His faith taught him to leave without fear. I want to look at the things that we can learn from that. Egypt, we know, represents the world and all of its vileness, the world and all of its flesh, the world and all of its filth. And we all need to forsake Egypt in that spiritual sense. Amen. We need to forsake Egypt just as surely as Israel did in a physical sense. Amen. Forsaking Egypt meant for Israel to part from the bad conduct. It meant for Israel to part from the bad creed. And it meant for Egypt to depart from those bad chores. I want to look at those three things on the broadcast for today. Here we can learn a lesson in each of these spiritually. First of all, there was a parting from bad conduct. You see, Egypt was a place of bad deeds. Egypt was a place of vile conduct. Morals were bad, therefore behavior was bad. It was not a place of good influence for the people of God. It was good for Israel to get out of Egypt, amen, and for them to get Egypt out of their hearts. I'll say amen right there. The influence of Egypt had not helped the Israelites to live a holy life. The influence of Egypt, no doubt, was influencing their children and their generations more each generation. And we see their delinquency in the wilderness shows up the fact that they learned some pretty foul behavior, some pretty bad conduct down there in Egypt. But for them to turn their back, and the faith that Moses had was to turn his back on that bad conduct. Can I say to you and I that we need to part company with those that are living unholy lives? Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing." Amen. Listen, I know that's not popular preaching today. That's not popular teaching today, because we're living in a day that there is no purity. Amen. Amen. That we're living in a day when people muddy everything up and they live in a foul and vile, filthy lifestyle. Amen. And some have said this phrase, I heard it all my life, if you lay down with the dogs, you're going to get up with the fleas. And that's true. Now, I'm telling you, there's a lot of church members that are scratching fleas today because they're running with the dogs. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, there needs to be some setting of a separation between us and the world. Amen. A departing from bad conduct. True faith is a parting faith. Amen. Gets you away from those bad morals and those bad actions and bad behaviors. And number two, we notice not only the parting of the bad conduct, but the parting from the bad creed. You see, Egypt was also full of idolatry. By the way, one of the reasons why people live so ungodly is because they have gods that are ungodly. They're not gods. They're idols. They're fake gods. They're false gods. They're evil. Many of them are demons, devils in disguise. That's right. That parade themselves about as if they were God. Egypt was full of idolatry. And when God told Moses what to request of Pharaoh, he said that they should leave Egypt and worship and serve the true and living God. Amen. Did you know that Israel was dwelling in Egypt and there had began to partake of their wholesale idolatry? They'd began to partake of the idolatry and the confusion that was in Egypt. But God said to Moses, you get them out and you take them to worship the true and the living God. Amen. God knew and Moses knew that the Israelites needed to get away from the Egyptian creed so they could be taught the right creed, so they could be taught the right doctrine. Amen. Can I tell you that you will never have a healthy lifestyle? You'll never have a healthy spiritual life if you're living in one of these apostate churches, amen, where their doctrine is sick and where their creed is corrupt, amen. When you're in one of these apostate, unhealthy churches, friend, you're going to have an unhealthy lifestyle. You need to part company with the Egypt that is a church of Egypt, amen, where their creed is dishonoring to God, where they belittle God, where they mock God, where they mock truth, and where they mock separation, where they mock the doctrines of the Word of God. You need to get away from those things. They're dishonoring God. You need to get into a church, friend, where they preach the truth. You need to get into a church where they live and practice the truth, where the truth is taught and declared. You say, but preacher, does everybody in your church live right? No, that's right. I know they don't. Listen, I'm telling you, friend, but you need to go somewhere where the preaching is right, where they're telling it right, even though everybody may not live up to that point. It's not that you're trying to find a perfect church. You're trying to find a church that's preaching and teaching right so that you can be trained in the right way. Amen. Well, there was a parting of the bad conduct. There was a parting of the bad creed. And then number three, there was the parting from bad chores. You think about the labor that Israel was placed into. They were in a position of slavery. They needed to get out of that cruel place. Amen. Where the Egyptians had made the children of Israel serve with rigor. They made their lives bitter with hard bondage. The Bible tells us about that in Exodus chapter number 1, verses 13 and 14. Egypt made it hard on the children of God. Amen. Can I tell you that we have this same, I see it symbolically, that people need to leave that life of sin that has made their lives bitter, that life of sin that has enslaved them to deadly habits. Maybe you're enslaved to a cigarette. Maybe you're enslaved to a dip of tobacco. Maybe you're enslaved to the bottle. Maybe you're enslaved to to the idiot tube, as some said. Maybe you're enslaved to something, some kind of a drug or some kind of a dance or some kind of music or some kind of lifestyle, some kind of perversion. You're enslaved to those things, friends. I'm telling you, you need God to deliver you. You need faith that can get you out of Egypt. Amen. I know that's the place where the multitudes of people live today. They live in the Egypt of the world, but they're under the taskmaster of sin. They're under the bondage and the bitterness and the sorrow of sin. Can I tell you that leaving Egypt is a picture of a soul being delivered by the power of God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? By the way, that scene in the symbolism of the Passover, the blood was shed and the blood was applied and the people were spared that were under the blood. Amen. Can I tell you that the blood of Jesus can set you free from the evil clutches of sin upon your soul? Amen. This parting from evil is done through faith. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8. Friend, what I'm saying to you is you need to get a hold of this faith that separates you from the world. Get a hold of this faith that separates you from the bondage of sin. Well, I have run out of time. Thank you for listening. And until this same time tomorrow, may God bless you.